Greenlandy. This is the moment the crowd have waited for. Just look at him go.
Congratulations, Catherine, on your wonderful performance in winning the gold medal in the 400 metre event of the Commonwealth Games.
Ian Thorpe really going for it. 3:40.17. This is absolutely amazing.
Tracy Wickham, a great world record here in Edmonton, and there it is, a world record.
The Diamonds Commonwealth drought has broken.
The hockey revolution has a golden uprising.
Adam Ayres, congratulations, and a games record. Adam Ayres has got a hat-trick of gold medals at the Commonwealth Games.
This is something to savour, something to remember for the rest of your life.
Get set, Australia. Welcome to Gold Coast Gold. Here's your host, Dave Colbert.
Hello and welcome to episode 40 and the final episode of Gold Coast Gold. I'm David Colbert. We started in May 2017 and each week we've spoken to a feature athlete, a coach, a legend or an administrator about their journey and about the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. Each week we counted down the number of Fridays to the Games and we started at 44, and this week the number is just one as the opening ceremony kicks off next Wednesday. Normally we'd start off with what's been making headlines in another big week in Commonwealth Games news, but for this final episode we are going to go straight into it with the chef de mission, Steve Monaghetti from the Athletes Village. Mona, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be along. It's closure, isn't it? I started this thing and we're going to finish it.
You did. I tell you what, we've had an unbelievable journey across the 40 episodes talking to some athletes that didn't make the team, and that's always sad. A lot of athletes that have, of course, some legends like Deke and Raylene Boyle and Kieran Perkins and Dawn Fraser, Susie O'Neill. Yourself, of course, coaches Lisa Alexander, Peter Beattie was sensational. And now it all comes together because we've banged on about all of this for 40 episodes, Mona, and now it's here and you've been in the village for 10 nights already. How's it going?
Good, yeah. I think, you know, it's probably been history. A lot of the, you know, you talk about the memories and their thoughts, and now this is the present, and we're going pretty well in here. A lot of preparation. And it's a beautiful transition now for us because, you know, there's about three of us in here, you know, had the dining hall to ourselves, nothing happening, and lots of volunteers around thinking, wow, this is not happening. And then suddenly now with all the athletes arriving, and for us to actually see the enthusiasm lift when the athletes come in and comments, you know, God, fantastic village, great, seamless coming from the airport through the process, getting accredited, getting into the accommodation, having it all happen pretty seamlessly. That's a compliment to us. And hopefully now we can settle them in and get them ready for competition.
Fair logistical exercise when we go through the team, 473 athletes, 237 men and 236 women, 20 sports, 61 para-athletes competing for their 38 medals. So from a team perspective, Mona, and you're the boss of the team, what an effort to coordinate all of that. The team looked sensational in their Diadora kit, but to get all of that stuff to them individually. You know, the players saw David Palmer, the squash player, the other day. He's got his name on his back. He can't get the wrong gear. He can't play with Steve Monaghetti's name on his back.
No, that's I'm not going to beat on about the all the work that goes on behind the scenes. But the team has been incredible. You know, it's not I get just updated, overlaid on everything that's done, the preparation, and it's almost 7 years of preparation. I know we have the Comm Games every 4 years, but because it's a home games, there's another level again of interest, of preparation. And interestingly, Dave, you will know, and some people will realise, having the team here, it's actually logistically probably more difficult. It's easy. You know, if you know the team, we're going to Glasgow, so we're on this flight, we're all landing. You know, you got your gear waiting, and it's simpler, to be honest, sometimes when it's controlled like that. Whereas here, we've got lots of teams may even come into the village, get accredited, go off to a training camp somewhere locally. You know, so there's lots of equations to now fit into the mix here. That means logistically, it's been a big exercise, and that's me complimenting the team, because it hasn't seemed like it's been such a big thing to the athletes, and that's what we're here about. And the team, you know, 710 will. Arguably, Dave, I don't know, it may be the biggest Commonwealth Games team ever, because the CGF are changing the quota system, so this seriously could be the largest Australian team ever to represent our country at a Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, well, we could go on about the quota for a long time because it's had a big effect in athletics, but we'll leave that for another day. Mona, in the lead-up to every major games, whether they're in Australia or overseas, Sydney Olympics, Melbourne Commonwealth Games, etc., there's a lot of negativity in the lead-up about the organisation and things going wrong, etc. And for whatever reason, this Games has been devoid of that. There's been a little bit of stuff about traffic and transport and those sorts of things and argy-bargy between the state government and the Queensland, the Gold Coast Council and those sorts of things. But really, on the grand scale, it's been minor, hasn't it? Can you put a... is there a reason why that's been the case?
I think there's a couple of reasons. It's a good point and something to note. I think historically, because we've had such a good recent whole stewardship of the games. Obviously, Sydney Olympics was an unbelievable games. Melbourne, you know, went really well. So I think we've got a proven track record. So that keeps people pretty comfortable. The other thing that's interesting, Mark Stockwell, who's one of the co-mayors here with Sarah Carrigan, mentioned Mark Peters as the CEO of the bid committee has been there from the right through.
So, which is a miracle in itself, isn't it?
It is a miracle in itself. Which is, that was where we started the conversation.
Yeah.
We ended the conversation saying having that continuity at Goldoc with Mark being the head and leading it through, I reckon that's been part of it because you build relationships and they're not, you know, you're not changing. Imagine, you know, you and I, you know, you don't have to introduce, you don't have to be nice to me. We know each other. We go back.
I will be nice to you. I'll show you respect. But I understand what you're saying. There's no doubt about that.
So I reckon that relationship and that consistency has meant that people are aware of what's happening. It's been very open and honest. And even our communication within the Australian team, we've tried to really be open and honest with what we say. If we can't do something, we tell you, let's find a solution. So, you know, I think that's been quite refreshing and part of the reason that to this point, am I touching wood, crossing fingers, not walking under ladders, seeing no black cats, saying that at this point in time we're okay.
Yeah, you need to do all of that because there's still a few days to go to the opening ceremony and then we've got 10 days of competition, so a bit to go before we get to the closing at the end of the games. Hey, Mona, what an amazing team. As we mentioned, 473 athletes at the moment. There's just slightly more men than women. Equal medals, of course, across the two sports with the para-athletes. But the thing that really got me, I love stats, as you know. You've got a 13-year-old and a 68-year-old. Like, that's a disparate group.
And even our honorary member.
Yes, 99.
99 and turned, would you believe he turns 100 next week?
Unbelievable.
Games are on. So, you know, that range and that's the diversity of sport. And interestingly, Commonwealth Games has that capacity to have that range of ages. I'm not sure it happens as much at other multi-sport events. So we obviously wouldn't at university games, sometimes the Olympics is limited as well, but for some reason Commonwealth Games, you do get that breadth and depth. Size, you know, you're walking around the village, you know, 7 foot people to 2 foot people, you know, it's a mix. And like you say, the way that this team has been formed, equal men and women, parasport integrated, you know, it's a beautiful mix. And the interesting thing is, you know, we're gelling really well as a team. Now, I can't force that. The greater together, we can have the theme, but people are really embracing that at this point. So we've only got about just over a third of the team in. But hopefully the other big sports, swimming, out there at camp, so that'll be happening for them. And then they can just smoothly come in and join this greater together team that we're building here.
So in terms of the 13-year-old's Jasmine Greenwood in swimming, the 68-year-old's Kenneth Hansen, the lawn bowler. You mentioned George Koronis, the 99-year-old who broke his world age group record in the 50 freestyle. I thought that was just fantastic to appoint him as an honorary team member. Bruce Quick's going to be competing in his, 7th Games, Commonwealth Games?
Only
7. Yeah, so he's the most in terms of the games. And 20 athletes are going to have their birthday as well. So I hope you're good at baking cakes.
I'll go, if I need the info, you're my man. You're my go-to man. We've got a good team here, even as you know, the media area with that sort of info. Tarby's great on info and stats like that. And, you know, that's important. There's significant milestones within this games period as well. And Nothing, George. Was that? I'm not sure of that great story of George being at the 1938 Empire Games in Sydney. I'm not sure what event he went to and saw. 80 years later, here he is, an honorary member of our team there. Wow. And that would only happen at Comm Games. We're embracing community, that sort of aspect as well.
It's genius. It's genius selection, I reckon. I just, when I saw it, I saw the alert that says you're going to announce a special member, and I thought, oh, well, the Prime Minister's going to get a tracksuit. That'll be standard. But instead, it was good old Georgie at 99 years of age. I should mention, Mona, in terms of that age, I'm calling the triathlon, and I'm doing the triathlon research. There's a competitor from Gibraltar who's 50. So I'm disappointed that you're not suiting up in the in the triathlon. Australia. There's still time.
Hopefully. And you know, I do a little bit of running when I can at the village for my own peace of mind. So I'm going to try and find that person, and I reckon I'm going to take him on out on the road.
Yeah,
see
absolutely.
If I can get a late entry to the Gibraltar Triathlon.
What's your plan?
Luckily, I can't swim.
No, well, I've seen you do a triathlon. It was hilarious. What's your plan between now and the opening ceremony and the big ticket item, which you're going to reveal exclusively for the Gold Coast Gold podcast, of who is carrying the flag?
Yeah, that's right. That process is happening. Interestingly, this, because of the home games, we also have the athlete and coach oath reader. So we've got.
And do you select those as well?
I make the ultimate decision, but I'm talking to really important people that give me great support on those selections. So that process is happening.
Yeah. Have you made your mind up about the flag bearer?
No, I haven't. No, I've got a. We've sent out nominations, come back, so that we've got. It's narrowing down, you can say. So we're getting towards a shortlist, but important. You know, when that will be announced at the team reception, and that's our focus at the moment. Dave, you probably know. You know, opening ceremonies, that special moment when you enter the stadium. But for us, team reception's probably the time when we, as an Australian team, when we run that event. So it's probably the biggest moment when the team is all together and the flag bearer is announced there.
What about during the games, Mono? Because you talk about greater together, which is the hashtag for the team, but the team's all over the place. Like you see at major championships, when Olympics in particular, where rowing and sailing might be in a different location. But with the sports that are in, particularly a big sport like track cycling in Brisbane, how will you make them feel like they're part of the action?
And that's a good question. I'm actually going. We've got the team, so I'm going to the women's basketball team induction in Mackay.
Yeah, well, they're in Cairns and Townsville, so they're even further away. Yep.
And that's where my Easter is being spent, to be honest, in Mackay. And we have Andrew Bailed and Tim Matthews going up to Cairns to do those inductions. I'll then go to the game. Governor General's going to the game. But we've also set a satellite village up in Brisbane for the shooting and cycling team, and it's replicating a lot of the facilities that we have here in the village in the Australian team hangout. So we are, and you know, it's not far really. You know, it's very approachable. They will come into the village when the competition's finished. So we're trying to, get them to still feel a part of the team. And now with technology, not my strong point, but with technology, you know, they can be included in a lot of the action via digital means. So I'm hoping, you know, we've put a lot of things in place to make sure that they feel a part of this team.
Mono, we've seen in the last week, and you addressed this already during the week, but we've seen how Australians love sport and how dear it is to them. And when something goes amiss, we get our back up and we don't like it. And the cricket situation and what's happened with Steve Smith and Dave Warner and Cameron Bancroft and Cricket Australia, it's dominated the news cycle and in a way that we don't like as Australians. It's unlikely that you'll see something like that at the Commonwealth Games, but anything's always possible. Do you have a message to the team? Do you speak to them directly about just the reminder of what they're doing when they pull on the Australian green and gold?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil. We're having the team inductions, and a few of us are doing it. So Petria, Thomas, Andrew, and Catherine Harvey-Williams are sort of doing a section within that. And I finish personally with a statement. It's I'm not going to give it to you because that'll spoil it. But within that statement, it sort of subtly sends a message to, I've got to word this right. We want the world to know what we're about.
Yep.
And by your actions, that will be evident. So that's not word for word, but you get the message.
Yeah. How disappointed were you with what happened in the cricket, personally, because as an Australian sporting legend?
Yeah, you know, you'd never want that situation. And where I would say, you know, we're always within athletics and my time in the sport, there was insinuations, rumour, innuendo, and I said, well, I don't care all about that because Australians, we don't get caught up in that. We just do our best and we get on with it. So when it then happens in our own backyard, it makes me feel like, you know, hey, was I naive in all of that? You know, is it really true that Australians, we are better than that? So that disappointed me a little bit because we are not only sporting people, our cultures are all caught up in it, and sport is such an important part of our culture. So we all get roped in, so we're all now in a defensive mode. We're starting from behind the start line as handicap, so it's a marathon, but we're starting a couple of minutes behind. So not only it's not on the start line, we've got some catch up to do, which I know, and I haven't put out the challenge, but without saying it, our athletes are ready for that challenge.
When you look over the next 10 days, anything that's concerning you still?
The weather.
Yes.
That might be good for us. You know, we always look at the positive advantages. We've done a lot of preparation to set this team up. So I'm hoping that this team's aware that, you know, these little blips are just blips, and for other countries, you know, they might be major impositions. So sometimes the harder things that, you know, makes us stand out, and that will help us. You don't kind of want them, but then it might be a good result for us. So, no, we're pretty good. You know, again, it's just making sure it's such a large team, Dave. It's really hard for us to keep aware of what's going on. If there are any little issues, you know, sometimes they'll get lost in just the sheer weight of numbers. So it's trying to make sure that we have really good communication. People feel welcome and can openly discuss things. And, you know, you want to be greater together. It's easy to say two words, but then allowing that to happen in such a big, you know, it's a massive team. So it's making sure that we put steps in place to make sure that we're living what we're talking.
And what about the vibe on the Gold Coast, Mono? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the vibe?
Yeah, that's, you know, the volunteers have been fantastic and they're waiting for the event to start. So really from my point of view now, the stands are there, but stands are for people to fill. We want the people to fill those stands because the positive out of a home games is that that support and that massive feeling the country all behind you. But we need that through the presence in the stands. And wouldn't it be, you know, terrible if all the stands are full, but they're full of international visitors? Great for the tourism, but not great for us who want to have that support practically displayed by having the stands and the roads and the venues full of Australians cheering.
Are you a medal calculator? Do you have you got a little ready reckoner in who's going to win what, and you've worked out exactly how many medals Australia is going to get, keeping in mind, of course, Mona, that under your care in Glasgow, England beat us, which I'm still recovering from.
That's right. Thanks for the reminder. But fortunately, it's been something I can't even work that out. Is that about 1,420 days or something ago that happened? And we're about to rectify that situation. So I'm a maths teacher. I'm good with numbers. We will highlight and recognise the people whose performances are good. In the hangout, we'll have recognition for medalists, gold medalists, and we'll celebrate that. At the end of the day, our preparation has been spot on, and I know that environment is going to allow our athletes to have a fantastic games.
And who wins the number one event on the program? Other than the long jump,
the marathon.
Yes, the marathon.
Marathon.
Well, the two marathons. Well, the four marathons. They're going to be fantastic because we've got the T54s, of course, for men and women. Kurt Fernley, who's co-captain of the Australian athletics team with Sally Pearson, Michael Shelley, the defending champion, Jess Trengove and Lisa Waitman, amongst others in those events.
Madison De Rosario.
Yeah,
she wins
big chance. You must always look forward to that. It's on the final morning. Just about everything's done. The netball grand final will be on that day as well, I think, and then the closing ceremony. But It's always something special when the athletes run through the streets of the host city, and given it's the last day of the Games, it'll be a massive celebration.
It will be, and that gold runs, 1,600.
Are you running that?
As well. We've got some entries, and we're giving them to some of our community people. So I'm delighted that we've approached that. That's where, again, we're embracing that community aspect. So there are people who will be representing the Commonwealth Games Australia in that event. It won't be me, but I get a leave pass that morning because, I love being out there to support our athletes, and wouldn't it be great to see Michael. So we've back to back a few times, Deke, Lisa, so it's not unheard of, Karen McCann. So wouldn't be unheard of for Michael to win the men's, and Jess Trengove's going great. So yeah, it's going to be a big day, big day. We'll be in celebration mode by then, and that'll be just the icing on the cake of what's been a bloody magnificent Games for Australia.
Mono, it's been a fantastic lead-up. It's been a real pleasure to deliver Gold Coast Gold and speak to so many different athletes. The paratriathlete Lauren Parker, I think, has taken the cake in terms of, the story, the way she delivered it, a heartbreaking story that's seen her become a para athlete in triathlon. But all of the athletes that we've spoken to have been superb. It's a credit to all of them. We can't wait to watch them in action. Can't wait to see you and the team in the opening ceremony next Wednesday night. And we wish you all the very best.
Thanks, mate. And from Steve Monteghetti from The Village, Gold Coast 2018. What's it? Steve Monteghetti, over and out.
Good on you, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers, mate.
So that's it for Gold Coast Gold. Thanks to all who gave up their time each week, and to those who didn't make the final team, our thoughts are with you as the games unfold. For those who did, we wish you all the very best, and we can't wait to watch you in action. Thanks to the team at Jump Media who have put together the podcast each week, along with our producer Joey Pignataro and SEN 1116 in Melbourne for their assistance. Thanks also to Madison Jeffrey and Jonathan Manasso at Commonwealth Games Australia for their support. We hope you've enjoyed Gold Coast Gold. Before I go, don't miss a moment of the Games. You can join me and the rest of the Channel 7 crew on our coverage of the Commonwealth Games, or you can listen on ABC or Macquarie Radio throughout Australia. And for an insider's look at the Games, join us at Commonwealth Games Australia on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram to keep up with all the news regarding the Australian team at the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. So that's it. Have a great Games, and thanks for your company on Gold Coast Gold.